Hi, this is Michael Palermo. This series is all about how to develop for Windows 8 in half the time. And this episode is going to discuss how we can manage our programs to work in different layouts, whether it's in a snap view off to the side or filled partially in the screen or filling the entire screen or even switched over to portrait mode. How can you do that? It's going to be with media queries. Let's see what we have to do. So I'm starting with a new project, specifically a blank app. I've already created it. I just wanted you to see where I started from. So I'll cancel out of here. I made some changes. I added a div to the default HTML as the content. It is styled with a class called title, and the content is media queries. The real thing I want to focus on here is that title definition. So I can see here that it has a variety of different attributes assigned to it, as well as the background being completely covered by one single image. I think the best way to know how this is going to look is just to see it in action. So I'm going to go ahead and run this. And this is how the screen looks. And this is exactly what I wanted. However, I have to take into account that users may want to see this in a different layout. For example, they could grab the top, bring it over onto the side, and put it into snap view. By the way, the keyboard shortcut for that is Windows key period or dot, and if I hit the Windows key down and go dot, 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 it just toggles those views. But now that I'm in here, I need to address my problem. That media queries title is being clipped, and also the image in the background is now compact because I said please fill whatever areas available, and now it looks squished. So what can I do to solve this? I'm going to bring Visual Studio into this side, and I want to make some changes. Specifically, I'm going to address snap view. And for the sake of time, just imagine I'm an extraordinarily fast typist, and voila, there is my content. What I've done is I've said, hey, title and body, I want to do something different for you when you're in snap view. I'd like to change your font size. I want the margin not to be so far across. Let's bring it in a little bit. Change the text shadow, and the background color should be something different than an image. When I refresh the screen, which I can do by clicking this here, it now changes my snap view to have a green color in the background, and I can now see the entire media queries there. Now note, if I bring this over into fill view, I still get what I had before, and when I bring it back over into snap view, it's there. One cool thing you can do when you're switching between these different layouts is add a transition. So I'm going to do that now. My transition that I would like to add would be for all things that are going to be changed and apply a 0.5 second rule. And I'm going to use it there, and I'm also going to use it in the title here. Now what this is going to do when I refresh it is just add a little bit of a transition between the switching of the state. So I'll refresh the window. Bring this over and keep an eye on everything and let go here. Ah, kind of zooms in. Watch what happens when I bring it back into snap view. That's the power of transitions. So now you can see how easy it is for you to control what can be done in the various layouts. Whether it's snap view, the fill view, full screen, or even portrait, use media queries to redefine how you want things to look.